Higgledy biggledy bumblebee, won't you say your name for me?
Baba!
Baba!
StoryCorps' National Day of Listening is this Friday. Sit down in the holiday week ahead to record someone you love.
Mama.
Mama, mama.
Pictures tickle memories. Voices reveal personality. My wife and I talked to our 6-year-old daughter, Elise.
Won't you say your name for me?
Lena.
Lena.
Her 3-year-old sister Lena, known as Beanie, napped nearby. Well, I suppose every parent dreads the day their child asks, "Where do I come from?" My wife and I have an answer that may be even a little trickier. China. Our girls have grown up knowing they were adopted.
Just start the story.
So once upon a time, Mama and Baba wanted to start a family, and
a big family.
Well, we thought we'd do
with
it.
17 people.
Well, but we figured
let's
we'd do it.
Start the story. All okay, right. It's going to be 100 people.
100 people. We figured we'd do it one daughter at a time. And so we went to all these kinds of meetings, and we filled out forms and all that stuff. And then one day in the mail,
they saw a little girl, and it was me.
They sent us a picture of you, and we thought... We thought it was the most beautiful little girl we'd ever seen. We wanted to get over there immediately. So we waited and waited and waited. And we finally got to China. And we got to Beijing. And
First we went to Beijing.
And we climbed the
bridge. First Chicago. Then Beijing.
Chicago, then Beijing. You're right. Chicago, then...
Don't Chicago.
Exactly.
Okay, just start the story.
She's like an editor. And then we got to Jiangxi Province. There were, what, 4 other families?
Yes.
4 other families.
Clara June.
Polly.
And Jasmine. And...
Elizabeth.
And me.
And you.
Of course.
I was the youngest.
Yeah, you were the youngest.
Exactly. Jasmine is the oldest. She's 7 already. And the next year, after or... maybe another different day, we saw Beanie's orphanage and then mine again.
That's true.
Since you were from the same province, we were able to go back to your orphanage and then meet your foster mother.
Yeah, foster mother.
And we went to Lena's orphanage. Do you remember walking through Lena's orphanage? Do you remember the Ai there who was showing us how to make their milk?
Yeah. They were very, 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 very... Very.
Now, this is a conversation we may have every few months for the rest of my life. We don't conceal any details from our daughters. They're cunning enough to catch us anyway. But every few months, they absorb a little more. And the older and smarter they get, the more questions they have for which we have no real answers. Who was their birth mother? What happened? Where are they? Not every question can be answered by love, fun, or ice cream. So we try to talk about these things now and again so they become matter of fact. Adoption is a miracle, but a miracle that's older than Moses, after all. There are times when Elise gets just a little full of all the talk. Then she loves to sing.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Right now she especially loves that Higgledy Piggledy song, and I think I've figured out. It's because that song gives her the chance to tot up the names of every member of our family, from my wife and I through to our cat, our hermit crabs, and stuffed animals.
Higgledy Piggledy Bumblebee, won't you say your name for me?
Woof.
Woof.
Reminds me that fathers are here to love, support, and protect our daughters and to make them laugh.
Won't you say your name for me?
Rumba, our vacuum cleaner.
Higgledy Piggledy Bumblebee, won't you say your name for me? Won't you say your name for me?
Hilda.
The song stylings of Elise, Sylvie, GMA, Simon.
Won't you say your name for me?
Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her.
Tomorrow, on Weekend Edition Sunday, Listening Day continues when Jonathan Shore interviews his father, a guy named Dan Shore.
The idea that my own son is sitting there in front of the microphone and is going to ask me questions, boy, I better have some good answers.
You can learn about StoryCorps' National Day of Listening on their website, nationaldayoflistening.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.